listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Welcome to the Obesity Revolution. I am Sean Mulroney.
El Tomo Hardy.
And we have El Tomo Hardy. Tom, why do you always like, you're like making gurgly noises whenever I'm trying to do a pretty good intro?
I have AD. Wait, where's that squirrel?
Tom loves chasing squirrels like nobody's business. And then I have to run after them too and chase them because he's chasing them. I don't even know where he's going at times.
Sean, don't want to miss out.
We are the miss out. No, I don't want to miss out. Well, if that's missing out, man, I hate to see what not missing out is, huh? I mean, seriously,
you never
Tom,
know what we might find.
No, well, but I am Sean Mulroney. You can find me on all social media. Right there, I am Sean Mulroney, and you find El Tomo at El Tomo Hardy all over social media, right? Am I right, Tom? Yes.
I did.
Yes. Oh, I didn't hear you that time. I thought, no. Don't do like you did last week. Tom Hardy. Yeah. That's you like.
Kind of threw you for a loop.
Way, Tom. I mean, you did throw me for a loop, Tom, and that's really fun to be thrown for a loop. So what's going on this week, Tom? I'll tell you, before I ask you that question, I'll tell you what's going on.
Go ahead, tell me what's going on.
With me, of course, I'm still in rehabilitation. I'm doing good. My mobility is coming back for sure. So I'm happy about that. They're just waiting for some equipment for me to be able to go home. I'm so homesick. It's been 13 weeks yesterday since I've been home. Miss my wife and girls like nobody's business. Thank God for FaceTime that I'm able to talk to them, you know, see them. Got to see Christmas, you know, through FaceTime. Yeah, them open up their presents at 5:30 in the morning. And I got to go back to sleep afterwards. Jess was pretty bitter at me. And she was like, I said, Jess, I can't help it. I mean, do you want what I have to be able to miss it? No, but I sure wish I could go back to sleep. But nonetheless, that didn't happen. I got to sleep, Tom. And, of course, New Year's, we got to, when we wanted to. Of course, we don't do too much for New Year's. You know, it's just the same, old whatever. Everybody went to sleep. Jess and the kids went to sleep before midnight. Yeah. So it was like, anyways, what's up with you though? How's things going in Tommyville?
Things are wonderful. I've been dealing with my lymphedema. It's been a struggle here a little bit. I'm not having the problems you are. So I probably shouldn't complain, but it just...
that they're your problem.
Yeah, they're just swollen. The legs are swollen all the way up into my gut. Anytime I go to pick something up of any type of weight, I feel like a pulling and then a swelling in my waist and stuff. And it's just been painful and itchy. So I've been putting on the lotion. Anybody that has lymphedema knows how that works. And... it's been interesting. But other than that, it was good.
Wrapping.
What's that?
Good. You had
a great Christmas.
Too? You had well, New Year 2022, Tom.
2022.
This is our first episode of 2022.
As long as it doesn't end up like 2022.
No, what?
As long as 2022 doesn't end up like 2022, you don't get it, do you?
Wait a minute. Okay, Tom, so...
We don't want a repeat of 2020.
Okay, we don't definitely don't want to repeat it 2020, but what did you say? You don't want it to be 2022.
We don't want 2022 to be like 2022.
It is 2022.
You sound like Abbott and Costello. I'm sorry. I'll quit.
I'm not trying to mean it's like Abbott. I don't know what you're saying. It's 2022 as long as it's not 2022.
You know, 2020 and then the word T-O-O.
There you go. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, that's what you should mean. You're like, I don't want it to be. I'm like, where are you going with this? I don't want it to be 20.
Who's on first?
It's 2022 as long as it's not 2022. Yes. And I'd say, Tom, it is 2020. Okay.
Anyways, sorry.
That's Tom's jokes that he goes, I never know what he means.
He has a few of his own, folks. Don't let him fool you.
Hey, no, I get my things out there, Tom, my joke. But you're the only one I know that has to. I can't understand your jokes. You have to
explain them to me. I am the Dennis Miller of the Obesity Revolution.
Yes, that this is true, huh? I mean, and I'm the Chris Farley of the Obesity Revolution. So needless to say, you are definitely the Dennis Miller of the Obesity Revolution, and have to explain the jokes because the jokes go over like screen doors on a submarine. So, Tom, I can never take you anywhere. Tom Hardy, oh, me little lass. Oh, that's so good to have you. Notice I said little lass. L-A-S-S. Yeah, little lass.
Yep, I gotcha.
That's a good one. Everybody's laughing right now at that one.
I'm sure they are.
You got what I'm stepping in. Yep. Yeah,
I'm always the butt of your jokes.
Listen, Tom. No, you're not.
Get it,
Tom.
Little
you're
not.
Sometimes the foot. No, yeah, that's what I thought. You'd have to explain it again. We have to go around in circles. Huh? Is that why you didn't do it?
Well, I used the word butt on purpose. That's all I'm saying.
Butt on purpose. But.
Just everything comes down to poo. I mean, that's just all there is to it.
It does, yeah. Right.
Yeah, I mean, right. There was a TV show called Scrubs a long time ago, and they said everything comes down to poo, and then they sang a song about it. Look it up on YouTube.
Really? Scrubs. Do we have a song to sing?
Scrubs, everything comes down to poo. Okay, so who are we and what do we do?
Should we? Yes, who? Yeah, he all talks about poo. Well, we're going to have that, define and sing a song about poo first, now that you got me started. But we won't do that. I mean, keep people that listen to us to keep them going. We don't want them to run away, sure. Right? So. But we got some pretty good knowledge. We got a really good podcast, a really good subject.
Yes.
And that whole thing, Tom, is that attitudes toward obese people and obesity over the years has been pretty bad. Yeah. And it's still that way. I mean, the attitudes towards obesity has to change. There is no doubt about it. Not, people think, well, you body positive? No. We're human positive. Yes. You should never judge somebody that you don't know or know how to relate to or have empathy towards. And we're not saying, no, being obese, let me say this first and foremost, that obesity is unhealthy, okay?
Yes.
It sure is. But we didn't get here by just one thing.
Nope.
And two things aren't going to get us out of there, eating less and moving more, right? It took a whole lot of things from our childhood all the way through our life. And if you walked in our shoes for a little bit, you'd understand that. And what we do is we go through our four pillars that we are always on to where, we want to help people.
Yeah.
And you can do that by going to theobesityrevolution.com, join our free group. And you that are listening, we have a bunch of people this week, join our free group. And we love that. And you're going to get support. There's not going to be any hating. There's not going to be any fat shaming.
Right.
There's not going to be any of that. There's going to be human, and everybody's red-blooded, and we're going to love and accept you for who you are, okay? Yes. Because our obesity does not define us.
Correct.
We're more than that. And I just try to get people that are positive about them, and they're already having a hard time trying to escape, you know, the negativity that they have to live in, and they're afraid to come out of society, out into society. Yeah. So we talk about our four pillars, and that first pillar that we talk about is what, Tom?
Inspire.
What's number one?
Or no, not inspire. Identify.
Identify. Right. Exactly. Yeah. See, that's what you got in that. What you get for saying that little inspire. Yeah. No, it's. He's like.
I'm set up for the next one. That's all, like, I got to say.
You went like this. Wait a minute. You said. Inspire. No. Identify.
Right.
So we identify. We want to identify the problem, and that's what we're going to do tonight. We are going to identify the problem, and the next one is educate.
Yes.
We want to educate about the problem, not just talk about the problem, but let's educate, and we're going to do that tonight. Number three, Tom. What else do we
inspire.
Do with our what pillar number three?
Inspire.
Inspire. Yes. So we want to inspire you that if you need help and you need to take the first step, that's what we want to do. And then lastly, we want to execute. It's about making sure that we apply and put the feet to it and say, I'm going to take this. I'm going to take the bull by the horns and I'm going to go forward. Right. And we want you to. And the attitude toward obesity has got to change.
Yes.
And you know what we have to do? Listen, think about this, Tom, is that telling someone with obesity, here's a story that was out there. It's by a man named Professor Donald O'Shea. Man, that's
a pretty
Irish
name. I think he might be Irish lad.
Maybe. He's an Irish lad.
Donald O'Shea.
Yes, in... Don't
I like him already.
Top of the morning to you. Me too. Well, you know what he said? He said, here's what he said. He's a professor, and he works for, I think, the European Obesity Action Coalition. And he says, telling someone with obesity to eat less and move more is negligent and offensive, according to what to the world. What do you think? Man, that's a pretty awesome
First off,
statement.
It's very cool to hear
he
that.
Said it's negligent.
Second off,
yes.
I saw a picture of the dude. He's not obese, and he's acknowledging this. Good news.
That's awesome. That's very good news, Tom. That makes me, hey, there's hope.
Yes.
But that, you know, that's over in Ireland, but I want it to happen over here,
it's going
too.
To.
What better would it be to, but I have a really good Dr. David Prologo, and he wrote a letter that made all over the place and was in articles and stuff, and he said, a doctor's apology to obese, to the obese. And that was awesome. And he's a doctor, you know what I'm saying? Doctors, my doctor, my heart doctor, and here that comes and sees me is pretty awesome.
Yes.
Says it's not as simple as everybody makes it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not simple. Because if it was simple, I don't think obesity would be as rampant as it is, Tom.
Agreed.
To be quite honest.
And
You know, it's so much to it.
And, he said a lot of things. Something else he said is that obesity is a condition that develops from a genetic predisposition where the environment provides too much energy for the genes. He said, and yet there's a narrative out there that the treatment is just eat less and move more, and that's a load of crap. I added a load of crap.
Mm-hmm. You added that.
He
said
it's a complex chronic disease, which there are a lot of different causes. Emphasis on a lot of different causes.
Yes, well, you said that the predisposition, okay? A genetic predisposition.
Yeah.
What do you think that means?
That means,
Tom?
I can eat a potato and another guy can eat a potato. I'll gain weight and he won't.
Ooh, did you hear that? So it is true that there's people that hit the genetic jackpot, yes. right? And they can eat whatever they want to, when they want to, and never gain a pound unless that genetic, you know, compound that they have changes. Right. And for lack of better words, most of the time, when you have that genetics and that gene pool, then you're pretty good. But that's pretty good that the genetic predisposition. So why don't, if we're going to be fair, Tom, yeah. shouldn't everybody get on, the doctors get on to the people that are skinny, that have never been overweight or obese in one slight? Don't you think they should be getting on to them about
their
health?
If pizza's
bad
for you, then none of us should eat it.
That's good. Oh, that's right. If pizza's bad for one, especially us obese people, you know, Reese's, you know what I mean? We're like the fat kid that stole cake. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's pretty stupid if you ask me. Yep. It's like, okay, you what's one for one thing and then, you know, people that have never even been there right. to judge us and say, well, you know, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. And guess what? Huh. It's not.
They see one of us eat a cookie right? and they're like, there they go. That's what they do.
Yeah. They watch us, right?
Like, yep.
Like, watch us eat and think and just eat it in front of them, Tom. That's what I, you
know
what I'm
saying? I love
when
I hear people say things like, I can actually hear you getting fatter eating that cookie. Well, your hearing must be damn good.
Wow. Yeah. They got like ultrasonic ears or something like that, huh? Yeah, well, that was just you having gas in your belly.
That's what they heard, really.
So right there, identifying the problem is that, you know, most people say our predisposition genetic, you know, where we're okay, everything's fine, you know, but us, guess what? We have a genetic thing right now in our life that we're going through, and people don't even understand it, let alone the trauma that we go through. And it's just not, it's not a discussion that, you know, you tell us how simple it is or you think it's simple. Well, why don't you do that and find out and get obese and try? And there was an experiment by a couple people that tried to put weight on.
Yeah.
And was so hard for them to gain like 50 pounds and was just trying everything they could. And whenever they got there, guess what happened? They couldn't get the weight off like they thought they could.
Yeah.
Huh? Seriously? Okay. Yeah, you got another thing coming, people that think obesity is that simple. Yeah. And you know what? Here's the other thing, Tom. You know, many people believe obesity is a lifestyle choice, which is due to poor self-discipline and lack of motivation. What do you think about that, Tom? They think that we're not disciplined. They think we have lack of motivation. Man, we just eat and are lazy and don't even care.
I wake up in the morning.
What is your thoughts on that?
I just love being obese. It's the most amazing thing in the world. I'd like to get in touch with people and tell them how they can get obese. In fact, I'd just like to get more obese. I would like to be obeser by the minute. It's the best lifestyle ever.
See? It's
you feel the sarcasm?
It's true. I felt it thick, man. I couldn't
use the word thick, didn't you?
Wipe it from my eyes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was real thick, yes. I mean, I could, you know, and it's true. That sarcasm is true because they think that we love this, that we want to get out of our situation worse than anybody else wants us to.
It's embarrassing.
And it's just like, okay, it's here, we're here. Okay, figure it out for us. You know, you figured out how we got here. Now, why don't you figure out for us to get out of here instead of judging us.
I love going to the restaurant and have people looking at me, watching me eat. Little kids staring at me like, look at the big man. It's the greatest. Makes me feel wonderful.
Does. Look at that fat man. Is he going to eat
amazing.
Me next? That's amazing. But you think
we
about
we don't
that.
Want this lifestyle. That's what it's a load of crap to think that we want to live this way.
No, it's not the case.
I don't know anybody that says, I enjoy being fat. It's great.
Yeah. That's, well, there is some think it's beautiful.
Well, that's great, but it's not what we want.
I think the person is beautiful. Right, right. The person is beautiful, not the fat, because the fat is dangerous. I don't care what anybody says. And I can understand why people don't want to go toward that, and I agree with you. I'll take that one. But we don't want to be fat. We don't have this predisposition, you know, of the genes, right. And then all of a sudden because of poor self-discipline or lack of motivation. And, you know, it just isn't the case. Because the reality is that your body tries to protect its fat stress stores and to maintain your highest weight. Did you hear that? It maintains your highest weight, meaning that managing obesity is a lifelong process. Think about that, Tom. I mean, that's a good thing, mm-hmm. because we think that, you know, our body, because we're fat, we have to feed it. Then there's places in our stomach that have grown that are like fat storage. So we store fat more than we burn fat. And it goes in there for other times, and then it's hard to burn fat until we get to that. And it's whenever it's in the recesses of our gut and all over the place, you can't fight it. It's hard to fight.
Well, it's very difficult to fight. And we're not saying that we shouldn't work on prevention measures. We're not saying that.
Yes.
It's an important part of treatment. Like with my lymphedema, if I don't wrap my legs, they get huge. If I eat a lot of salt, mm-hmm. they get huge. So preventative measures are important. And they said that.
And even preventative. What's that? Yep. Great. No, I said preventative measure, even with 1 in 3 children becoming obese. You know, why is that? You think they're looking for that? Oh, it's because of all the bad stuff? No, because it's genetic. It's a genetic gene.
And they're finding that out more and more every day.
Why can't we open our eyes about that?
And here's the thing.
So go ahead, Tom.
What they need to do is they need to find more successful ways to treat it. More research on how to treat it. Not these magic pills, not these blockers, not these pills that make you, like, go to the bathroom for the next 3 days. None of that stuff. They need to come up with something that actually works. Not a magic pill, like I said, but something that's going to, like a treatment. Like, you know, I'd like to see more, not Overeaters Anonymous. I've got nothing against them, okay? But I'm talking more like a support group where we get together and we discuss the realities of being obese and the realities of why and what we can do to make it better. I think I've heard of that support group. What's it called?
What is it called, Tom?
Oh, the Obesity Revolution Support Group.
That's right. The Obesity Revolution has a support group meeting every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central.
Yep. Huh? And we support each other online.
That's what we do.
A lot of us have got a hold of a few people and had accountability partners, and we're talking to each other.
Yep.
It's great.
Yeah, it is great. And that's why the Obesity Revolution is here, to support people that have been, you know, pushed aside, saying that, you know, doesn't care about your genetics, just eat less, move more. Well, that gone are them days. We need to change. Well, you know what I think, Tom? Why don't they put us under the microscope? Yeah. You know, why don't they make sure they come and they test us rather than testing it on, you know, the mouse or, you know, the mice that they always do? Let's come and see what's happening with us as human beings, and let's change it. You know, let's educate some people and say it's about time to look at this and come up with, because, you know, genetics are increasingly recognized to be a major contribute to body weight. It's a major.
What's
major.
What's great about what they're doing, what Professor Donna O'Shea's been doing, is they're actually getting this information out, and people are listening. And as a result, the HSC that he belongs to approved a new model of care for obesity over there in Europe. And when implemented, the model of care will ensure the right care is delivered to individuals with obesity at the right time and the right place. About time. And they're going to ramp up services. Yeah, that's another big deal. Like, you're going home from the hospital, and you need a lot of stuff. You need a ramp. You need a chair. Correct. You need a bed. Right?
Wheelchair.
And not just a regular bed, either. You need something that's going to work.
No.
So they're finally starting to get it.
Well, wow. I mean, it's only been this long. I mean, and I'm glad they are. And I mean, we're on the cusp of it changing, but we really got a long way to go. Because if there's 30 million people, Tom, in the United States that can't even get out of their home. Because I know people that are trapped in their home because they can't even get a doctor to come see them and find a way how to get them stuff or have a social worker to get them the information that they need.
Think of the impact that COVID-19 has had on the obese community. Being trapped at home for that or being afraid that they're going to get it, because most doctors are telling people that are obese, you have a good chance of possibly really having lasting side effects or maybe even not making it. Now, I don't know how true that is. I got to be honest with you. But I'll say this. It's hard because it's making it even harder. I think you're going to see the number of obese people in our country go up now because of all of this, what's been going on. People are afraid to go out and do things.
Yeah.
They're afraid to do recreational things.
Well, and I think that COVID, the lockdown and everything like that, I think it did good because the people that were had to, you know, stay home really understood how it is to be shut in. So there was some people that understood it. And, you know, here's what I like what Professor Donald O'Shea said. He said, you know, malignant melanoma is also caused by genetic predisposition, okay? Here's what he said. He said, he pointed out, but the prescribed treatment is not put on a hat in sunscreen.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well,
I mean, you're not going to say put on sunscreen.
And here's That's the other simple. Thing. If you see someone that's a melanoma patient walking down the road, you're not going to go, hey, there's a melanoma man. But they do. Everybody just loves to go, there's a fat man, there's an obese man. And that's not true. We are people that struggle with obesity. Stop identifying us, our personality, the people who we really are, with what you see in the outward, because that's bull crap. Because if we judged everybody by that, we'd have a nickname for everybody that made them sound like a monster.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Boom.
Tom, that's pretty well said. Boom. Is that in honor of John?
It's my
Madden?
Mic drop.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. What was it? It was like also.
I used to love Mike. John Madden was awesome.
John Madden. I know he. Boom, baby. Boom. Brett Favre.
We need a telestrator for our broadcast.
Yeah, we do. We
See, he goes outside here, and here's the donut. No, I'm kidding.
Boom! And he dunks it in his coffee. Boom! That was
a good
one.
But he put it down. He didn't eat it.
He didn't. No, he didn't. He put it down for a minute. And then he reconsidered and took it up again and ate it. How many times have we been there?
Well, my favorite one.
Think about
it. I won't eat that. It's okay if I eat this donut because half of it's not even there. There's a big hole in the middle. Excuses.
That's what I'm talking about. yes.
You know, let's talk about what inspired us in this article. What do you think?
Yes. Yeah, well, and here's what I think we need to do, too. This needs to be a two-part.
You think so?
That's what I'm thinking. Because we're, I don't want to, you know, shove. There's so much good stuff in here, Tom. You know, that really got the, you know, you did the research on this, you know, pretty well. And Dr., you know, Professor Donald O'Shea, I mean, we got everything that we want to go through.
Donald O'Shea. That's what you got to say.
Professor Donald O'Shea says that we better wait and put not all of it into one scoop because I feel that we're rushing it. I mean, what do you think?
Right? We're doing that. Give away our lucky charms.
We'll give away our lucky charms. Red hearts, blue diamonds, and purple horseshoes.
It's okay for us to do that because Sean and I both are Irish, so it's all good.
Yes. It's all good. I'm Irish. My mom and dad were born in Dublin, Ireland. Yeah. So I love my Irish
heritage.
And it's great. Yeah, I do. I do. The Mulroney, Brian Sean Mulroney. But let's do it. This will be part one. There it is, part one. We'll do part two, and we'll get you some more. We'll go right off this because there's some pretty good stuff. Because we want the attitude to change towards obesity. Yeah. That's what our mission is. We want the attitude to change that, yes, what does a person need to do to improve their lifestyle?
Yeah.
Now, exercising, meal plan, that's one part, two parts on how to do it. But there's also trauma. There's also
mental.
Addiction in the past, right, Tom? There's all these different things that go into it that are not just a one-and-done type thing, and you go over this, you quit that. You know, mental health is another thing. Mindset. Right. All these things need to be put together in order to have successful weight loss or weight riddance, because I want to get rid of it forever. Yeah. So, but anyways, Tom, we certainly love our people.
Yes.
I mean, we've had some really good responses last week because we did a, you know, say no to New Year's resolutions, and that's a great episode. Go back here, you know, leave a comment for us, write a review for everything that we do. Subscribe, people to subscribe, share it up, and it's pretty cool on Facebook now. It's all over the place because now Facebook has joined up to where is playing our podcast. Yeah. We had to go in there and get that ready, but it's all over the place. So there's no reason why you can't listen to it and why you can't share it. So final word, Tom, of this part one.
Well, the final word is there's hope. There's hope. And a lot of it
is
us joining together. Talking about our mutual experiences and then finding ways to execute a plan where we are being our own advocate and making things work. You know, whether it be the doctor's office or the legislator or you name it, are just us helping each other, being there for each other. And that makes a big difference. I think.
It does.
You think about where I was before I really got into the beef of the situation. I know that I was pretty low. And being able to talk to people that are of like mind, people that are going through the same thing, has made a world of difference.
It has. It has. And you know what? You that are struggling right now that come across our podcast, you come find us. Go to theobesityrevolution.com. Go to the Obesity Revolution Support Group on Facebook. Yep. We will get in there, and we will do whatever we can to support and encourage you because we know that obesity isn't simple fix. It's not. And we need to change the attitude of how they view. And I know some of you have been burnt over and over by people who said they'd help you.
Or love you.
By people in your family that go through everything that My heart just breaks.
Or people that have promised you forever and just walked away.
Yes. You matter to us. And like I said, if we don't know, we don't know. But we love you with all of our hearts. You know, we are there with whatever support we can get. We don't have all the answers, but let's help you find the answers. But you got to put in the work. It's, you are accountable and responsible for yourself. But we'll help you if you take those steps. So on behalf of the whole Obesity Revolution and the Obesity Revolution podcast, you know what? Stay healthy, or get healthy and stay healthy.
Yep.
And you really are the best part of the Obesity Revolution. We love you so much.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.